Tabitha here with the Empowering Psychic Podcast, and I have a quick mini message for you from Spirit and always for the highest good. Take what resonates with you and release the rest. I just came across an old oracle card that I found. It wasn't even in the deck. It was sitting with a couple other cards. Sometimes I do that and I should probably put them back. But the card says, Angel of Joyful Recognition. Angel of Joyful Recognition. What this means to me and what I am receiving to tell you is to start to see the good, see what things are happening in your life that are good and that are positive, even if things just seem to be crumbling around you, or you're sad as hell, or you're frustrated or angry, in order to help yourself get out of this sort of negative energy, is to start seeing, even if it's the smallest things, what is it that you are grateful for? What is it that can help you see the positive? What is it that actually lights you up, even for a moment, even for a little bit? To try and recognize those things that do bring you joy and that do bring you happiness, and to see what it is that can help you feel better about the situation. So this is making me think of a while back, I tried to help save this tree from being removed. And no matter what I did or who I talked to, it just didn't seem to work. And for years after that, anytime I would hear a saw, I would feel and experience this traumatic feeling in my heart, like, oh my God, another sacred old tree is being removed. We need to stop this. And I would start to feel really, really anxious. But I remembered a long time ago when I was walking in a different neighborhood, I saw this teeny tiny rock that was hidden away, and on it, someone had painted, see the good. And I was reminded in that moment when I was feeling really anxious about another tree potentially being torn down, was to see the good. And then I looked around me and I just saw all of these happy trees, all of these neighbors of mine that do care about their trees and that do take care of their property and that do maintain their landscaping, and all of the good that was there. That made me feel so much at ease, so much better than feeling anxiety about what might possibly potentially be happening. And really, that's what a lot of anxiety is just creating this image or this thought of what is happening, what could be happening, what I can't control. And instead, when you start to see the good in what's happening around you, even if it's kind of hard to see the good, to recognize, you know what, that person does make me laugh, or my kid does make me happy, or I am grateful for my home, or my friend helps me, or I am really excited for my other half to get home, or I am so grateful for my pets and my animals, or I'm just happy to be breathing, I'm happy to have a voice, I am grateful to be surrounded by the sun, and you know, you can go on and on and on. So when things are looking down a little bit temporarily, it is helpful to start recognizing what it is that you are surrounded by. So the angel of joyful recognition comes in to remind you that there is still good, and it is right in front of you, and you can choose to see it if you so choose. You can choose to shift your perspective, and what that is going to do, it is going to help raise your vibration. And by raising your vibration, you are then creating this vibrancy about you, this openness about you, because the universe really has a hard time manifesting for someone who is closed off or grumpy or closed in or is shutting everything out. But when someone is expansive and light and they're seeing things in a higher perspective, that lightens the energy. That makes your energy grow bigger. And so the universe can recognize that you're open to receiving the good in your life. And this helps you create the reality that you do want. Now, not everything's always going to be perfect. We do experience those moments of whatever it is, frustration, aggravation, sadness, but you have the ability to change that, to shift it. And I'm not saying to ignore those feelings or those thoughts or those moments, because I feel like there's power in recognizing those moments as well. But ultimately, you have also the power to see the good in the situation. And really, everything that happens to us, there is something positive in it, or there is something that we can at least learn from it and to grow from it. And we can try and be the best versions of ourselves. And by seeing something good about ourselves as well, what have we been through? What have we gone through? We have gone through so much. We've experienced so much. Or if you think about someone in your family or your friend that you love, they've been through so much. They've gone through that. If they can go through it, then I can get through this. We start to recognize our inner power that we do have. So if something is upsetting or bothersome to you, or if you're feeling anxious, start to just see something positive. Not necessarily about the situation, but just look around you. Look beyond your own two eyes. Look beyond your own mental frame that's happening right now, and just find something good that's in front of you. See the good. And the more that you see the good in the situation or the good in the environment, the more that you'll be able to invoke the good within your life. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.